Welcome.
So
welcome back.
Did you take a week off?
It was 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks off.
I've done so much drinking in between.
It's hard to remember.
So we're back here at Angry.
Cigar City Growlers.
No,
you bring whatever
growl
you want.
You can't do that. That's offensive.
That's not right.
So we're here at Angry Chair Brewing. Angry Chair Brewing. And we have in front of us the Half Step Rye Pale.
That's a nice pale ale, 5.9.
We have the Silver Alert White Session IPA.
In the wrap, Hefeweizen. That's the end of that's it.
Yeah, that's all there is.
I was a
that's and that one's
6. The IPA is 5.5.
And
I will say that the wrap is brewed at, I'm guessing, Wrap Brewing in St. Pete.
St. Peter's.
The other two are brewed here.
Here
in
at Angry Man.
They need some new stuff here.
You know,
see, they got those Imperial Stout kegs right there. So I'm hoping there's actually
something in there. They're actually, they're powder kegs. They're just used for defense. So I would actually, I believe that one is yours.
Yes, yeah. That's the pale.
That's what I thought.
That's the idea. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. But
if there's
I mean,
any confusion, we'll be able to tell.
Immediately.
I won't be able to tell.
All right.
All right.
So, and also of note is that someone...
There's a guy really loud.
It's beautiful. Of note...
Yes.
Is that there's a delicious smelling pizza in the house.
Yeah, pizza,
and it's
guy
irresistible.
Pizza guy came through just before you got here.
What? It smells delicious. I could really use pizza right now, like an entire...
Do it. Roll
one
it up.
Full pizza. So that may impact my sense of smell.
Oh, this smells like
this smells like pizza. Really Chicago style.
It's in my mozzarella.
It's a pepperoni. Okay, so we will start with
round the clock.
Round robin, if you will. So we're gonna start with the pale butt.
Rye, the rye pale.
Is that right?
Except rye pale.
Yeah, the rye.
You think so? Okay. All right. So we are.
The rye's a nice
committed.
Amber.
We're committed. The rye is definitely amber in color. They all had a bit of a similar head style.
Yeah.
I think that yours was a little less foamy, but generally they weren't super intense.
Thank you.
It smells pretty light, actually.
Light and flunking.
It's fruity.
It smells, yeah, a little bit of fruit, I feel like.
It's a little gay.
A little fruit.
It's not too strong.
Okay, alright, so that's the sniffing.
Yeah,
Wow. It actually is pretty intense.
Intense?
Yeah, it's not like upsetting. Here, take a sip. I'm not upset. I didn't hate it. It really explodes in the mouth.
It's got a nice aroma, but it's bitter at the end. It's kind of bitter.
I like the way it kind of finishes. It's got like a lingering, like tiny bit of bitterness it's not intense. Like, I mean, like when you first take a sip, it's an explosion of intensity. Like,
no, it doesn't stick around too long. Then I feel like it kind of starts off slow.
It's pretty flavorful though. It's not like. That's not bad.
And once you swallow, you kind of get a little bit of the rye.
The rye, yeah. You can kind of when you smack your tongue around.
It's a little
in your
strong,
mouth.
Stronger than a normal pale ale.
Yeah.
Would be.
But that's not bad.
No, it's good.
It's fairly heavy. It's light, but it's got like a lot going on.
Yeah.
I like the way it smells tastes in your nose.
So like if you snort it,
if you breathe
as you're drinking. Yeah, I feel like
it's like a nice, it's a nice fruit aroma.
There's a bit of something going on there. A little bit of play. I don't know.
A bit of honey.
Maybe it's a little honey in there.
Yeah, you can taste the rye.
I think that's like the lingering flavor is that. Is that rye? But it's good.
Complicated.
It tastes like, it's almost got like a spicy, it's like a savory spice to it. Like almost a pepperoni, if you will. Oh,
yeah,
wait,
like
now that's a...
No, maybe like it's a pepper and
No, but it's got like a...
I don't think so.
I feel like there's a bit of a... Maybe it's just the rye, but I feel
I
like
just
there's
get that fruit.
There's a bit of
the rye.
Pretty savory nothing. I'm not getting any
savory. That does.
I knew that the pizza would throw me off. That's what's
floral into it.
Are you just making that up?
But I think no, there's pizza. You can order food and have it delivered. And the pizza guy did just leave the stuff you got
really fucked so with.
Yeah, I think it's sort of the rye.
I think that's really, I guess, the big player here.
What's obviously differentiating.
But it's good.
From a regular ale.
Yeah, it's pretty drinkable. Like, this is, it's got an interesting flavor. I don't think I've had rye before. I don't know. But I mean, this is fairly unusual for what I usually drink, you know? But I like it. I think it's good.
So,
okay with that. All right, next is the white session.
A little jam session. We're going to do a little jam session.
Silver Alert IPA.
Silver Alert. I think that's when your car gets stolen.
Yeah, that's when old people go crazy. When old people
steal a car. And
there's like 12 of them every day in Florida.
There are a lot. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's like
is it,
a,
it's
like
not
it's
car.
A, it's not
it's
old
a car.
People.
It's a car. It's not the elderly.
I'm pretty sure it is someone with Alzheimer's. No, I'm being serious. I'm being completely serious.
It's pretty good. We need to look it up. Let's look this up.
I've seen things that's like Silver Alert and it's a license plate.
Yeah, because
they've gone crazy. They've stolen a car.
I thought it was.
Amber Alert is that the kids have been kidnapped.
So the silver is the elderly have kidnapped themselves at that point.
They've kidnapped.
Yeah. Alzheimer's disease.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. It's a plan to help local and law enforcement in the rescue of missing persons who have cognitive impairments such as Alzheimer's and dementia.
Because it happens all the time.
Well, they call them blue hairs.
I understand
and
that.
And I always thought they were just stolen cars.
I thought so too. I thought both. Like I thought that it was too ridiculous that it was actually
it's always
old
a silver
people.
Car. I don't understand.
I was like, it must just be the cars. It must be vehicles.
Yeah, I thought they were just stolen cars.
And now
we
know.
They would describe the car that had run away.
I want to get the fuck out of Florida.
And
they don't
want to
die here.
Why'd you send me?
They know
because they know.
That's
where
it
comes to die.
Yeah.
They try to get out of Florida.
It's like Logan's Run.
Yeah.
It's like Logan's Run.
Yeah.
They know eventually.
They know.
It's going to take them,
it's
so they got
to
get out.
All
right, so we're going to do the white session.
Ready?
The white hair session.
Silver Alert white hair session. Which is about
type
one.
Okay, take a sniff of that.
Yeah.
Take a sniff of that shit.
It smells kind of like that one.
It's very
a little
musty.
Lighter.
It's very musty. I'm confused.
I think I'm not remembering certain things. My family, I don't remember.
Your son.
Oh, it's tart.
You're ruining everything. It smells good.
Yeah, it smells a little.
It does have also a bit of a fruity smell to it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have the fruity taste. The taste isn't.
Go ahead. You go ahead and take a sip. Yeah.
It's just bitter. That's all I taste.
Yes, I mean, that does have.
It is like it tastes like a bit of a.
I do taste. I'm not just saying it.
I don't know if it's.
We say for everything.
I don't know if it's like a floral or if it's almost citrusy, juicy kind of like.
We're kind of in the middle. I got the.
Yeah. It almost tastes like a juice, like especially after you've taken a sip. It does have a bitterness to it, but it's not super intense.
I wish we had the menus because they show what they put.
That would be helpful.
One more time around.
It's good. You don't like it?
I mean, it's okay. It's light, so it's not, the bitterness isn't, it's not like a dark bitter. It's tolerable.
I think it's good. Tart.
I don't really taste the bitter.
It's lightly tart. I think, let me go like that. It tastes like a chunk of wood that has been soaking in orange juice or something.
I've never had that, so I'm not really sure.
Well, you know what wood smells like.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what orange juice tastes like.
Yeah. It doesn't taste like orange. Maybe grapefruit juice.
It tastes to me like a chunk of wood floating in orange juice. Do that.
It is very, like, when I held it in my mouth there, it's very floral. Even though it says nothing about...
Okay, what does it say? Let's
a white IPA with a nice dry wheat note.
Dry wheat. Like wheat. That's what it is. That's the wood. That's the wood that I'm saying. It's a wheat. It's not
like
wood.
A sandalwood?
It's like a...
You guys remember? In a very pleasant hop aroma.
So there's no fruit in there at all.
Not
but
fruity.
I do taste.
But it tastes like it's got a bit of a fruitiness to it. But again, we may be thrown off by the pizza. It's neither. We don't know.
There may be some pineapple.
It could be Hawaiian
pizza.
We don't know.
Frozen that.
I want pizza.
Yeah, that is good. That's super. Super lightweight for an IPA. It's not. It's
no,
not.
No, no. I think whatever they're putting in it, that it kind of cuts into the bitterness of
yeah.
It. I think that one's more bitter.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, like there's a lot more intensity in the pale ale than there is in this IPA. So that's like a viable option if you want to kind of take it easy. You want to take it easy. Well, so the pale ale is at 5.9 and the IPA is 5.4, so you'd still want to go towards, what is the highest one they got here? 6.6? Well, if you go the barley malt.
But see, you drink a few of them. You drink more of them.
Yeah, you could drink a bunch. Yeah, so like it's your plan.
Your plan of wasting.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like it too. I think it's good. All right, so this is not from Angry Chair. This is from Rap Brewing.
Yes, St. Pete.
St. Pete.
And what that's got a sweet.
And this must be
Hefeweizen. I don't know. I don't know how to say it. I don't know what it is. It's like a. It's like a citrus caramel.
Yeah, it is.
Citrus caramel?
Citrus caramel. It's too much citrus.
What is that? Is it like a fake... Remember those, like, marshmallow peanuts?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's what it is.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
Circus?
That is. It's very similar. Do you smell it?
Did you ever eat those?
Yes.
Really? I never liked them.
They weren't great.
I know the smell, but I never...
I think that's pretty close. I think there's an element of that in there. If that's not what they brewed it from,
yeah, you could probably brew
they at
it.
Least used it in there.
Throw a couple in there at the end.
That'd be good. That'd be a sweet drink. It doesn't taste like it smells. It tastes.
No.
They should serve it with one floating in there
as a garnish.
It's very sweet. It's sweeter than other Hefeweizens.
Hefeweizen.
So this is made. Beer. It's made from a.
It's like a light wheat.
A heifer.
Speaking of Hefeweizen, they're re-releasing Mein Kampf.
Oh, good! Finally, finally.
Yeah.
This is the
in Germany.
This is the special edition, right? Yeah.
No,
in Germany.
In Germany. They're not. They weren't. You know, it's been on lockdown.
Really?
But it's like a teaching tour. It's going to be like a. Unabridged version where they're going someplace. As a learning tool, not like, hey guys, check this out.
Right, yeah. That's interesting. I'm really surprised
what not to do. Yeah.
What not to write.
Right. How not to go about things.
But if you enjoy it,
If they write a positive book review, they just put them in prison. Right?
No, it's their way of weeding them out.
Right.
Weeding out the evil.
Right, and go on Amazon.
Look at this asshole.
He rated it high.
love that.
I love this.
I can't say enough about it.
Who's this Hitler guy?
He was one smart cookie.
That mustache?
Oh, shit.
I think it's bitter.
Really?
As all of them, but it's heavier than the other ones.
It is heavier. It's much heavier.
It has a candy type.
It does have a candy. It's like a bit of a sweetness, yeah. Sweet candy. I think this is really good too. It's almost like it's light in the same way as a cider is, but there's a little bit more.
It's like almost syrupy heaviness.
There's a little bit more going on. Like the aftertaste is.
It's a lot sweeter than the Hefeweizens.
You get a bit of the wheat in the aftertaste, but for the most part, it's just sweet and light. Yeah, like if you just let it sit for a while, you can taste the wheat, but
it's a very sweet.
You don't like it?
No, it is heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's pretty heavy. Especially compared to the two.
I don't know if I like the candy flavor. It feels wrong in a beer.
I feel like someone dropped candy in there. Or something like that. Like, that's a Hefeweizen too.
You probably
American made.
I feel like it's like someone accidentally dropped candy in it and it melted.
And it got delicious and made it even more delicious.
Maybe there are those peanuts.
I think that's pretty good. And I you probably wouldn't want to drink too much of it.
No, I can't.
But, like, you wouldn't... You might not want to drink the entire thing, like, in one sitting. Like, just a 16-ounce glass. That might be too much. But
12. You can go down to the 12.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. But I think it's good. I think it's...
It's good. It's a little too sweet for...
I like sweet, so that I'm, like, partial to sweet stuff.
What? Fat Bottom Boys or whatever there.
I kind of like Food Rats.
What's the movie?
What is happening?
Oh, yeah.
Soggy Bottom Boys.
Yeah. Oh,
I've been singing this all week. With some expletives tossed in.
Well, then you gotta.
I don't want copyright infringement. Weird Al gets away with it.
No. If I had to choose one, so we got three this time.
Can I go around the horn one more time?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I like the paleo.
I think they're all good. I like all of them.
I could drink them all and not be sad.
Well, I mean, if you drink
it, won't upset.
If I drink them all,
unless you're really depressing when you get drunk.
I like the pale ale the best because it's got that nice fruity aroma.
I think I'd go with the IPA.
I think I would lean towards the IPA as well. But I think that... I don't know, they're all... I'm going to drink them all.
I didn't drink more.
Give me a growler.
Oh, because you know, that's what you think Hefeweizen. You hear rye, pale ale, and IPA, you think heavy and... But it's usually just heavy in flavor. It's not heavy like this. To me, just it's very.
It's difficult to put down.
Not as complex in the flavor. It's just straight, kind of
straight like, circus peanut.
Yeah.
I don't know which I would choose. Honestly, I think I'm torn between the rye and the IPA. I think that they're both really good, like, in their own way. They're very different. The rye is, like, a more... Like, you're tasting the rye, and you're just having that. Like, that's what's going on there. The IPA is, like, unique.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would depend on the mood, I think. It would probably be a mood thing. I think, generally, I'd be more in the mood for the IPA. I think that's easier to drink.
Yeah.
The rye is, it's like you just got the flavor of it, and it's, like, it's more of an experience. So, but I like the Hefeweizen too. I think that they're all really good. I think that this one is a bit peculiar, the Hefeweizen, but it's not bad.
It's you do lean towards sweeter.
I do like sweet stuff. So that's probably more of a personal thing.
Right.
But it's not bad.
Is it sweeter than other Hefeweizens that you have?
I don't know. I don't. I wouldn't. I'm not sure. I've had them before, but I don't remember.
I think because most of them, you could toss like an orange, in there. I wouldn't. Actually, maybe that would cut it a little bit.
It might.
Bit.
I think that might be
cut
a way to do it.
The citrus, which most of them do have orange peel or something in the brewing process. But yeah, I think I'd go with the IPA.
It's good. I'd go with the pale ale.
They had another IPA here at one point.
Something else.
Which we never got around to. Sadly.
Yeah, I mean, like, still, like, for every time we've been here, I
yeah,
feel like...
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't have a problem with it, but...
They're all good. Everything that they've made here has been excellent. And
it's opens at, you know, noon and closes. It's noon till close.
Yeah.
Whenever that may be. The other place...
Not that we're talking
down.
Shit about Southern Brewing.
Okay, he just said it.
But it's Southern Brewing, and they close really early.
The weekends, they stay open till midnight or 11, but like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's very early.
That's like when happy hour ends, like, or starts at some
point. Yeah.
People don't get off work.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you going to get in there? I went to that other one, that weird one.
It's just down from Greenfield.
Yeah, Florida. You went to Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, Southern Brewing is really cool stuff.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
It's good though. I mean,
it's got some sort of big barrel.
They're good, but you know what? Pound for pound, like, I'd say this place is better.
Yeah.
I'd say Angry Chair. Like, we've gone here enough times for me to really say, like, every beer I've had here is really interesting or good. Southern Brewing, they had some really good stuff. Like, generally, I'd say their average is a little lower than here.
Yeah.
But they've had some good stuff, and I like.
They do. Kind of risk taking, not risk, but you know, they got the
more
female smelt, the cupcakes up. I don't think they have anything crazy over at
not so
Southern
much. They had interesting stuff every now and then.
Well, you know, the tea that
and they had that, yeah, the kombucha or whatever.
Soda or not. I know that they have an online.
Yeah, chat. Like they've got some good stuff there, but if I were gonna like overall pick one place, I'd pick English here because I haven't disliked any of the beer I've had here.
So this over the other two we've been to, we're gonna have to hit some other.
Yeah, we're gonna branch out more. I do want to go. I want to. So you've got near you.
You want to close this over?
There's no reason to.
Okay. We can talk afterwards.
Yeah. But yeah. So all in all, some good beers. IPA is good. The pale ale's good. The Wrap, which is another brewery.
It doesn't get brewed here, so we can't really hold that against.
I say it's good, but they hate it. So we're gonna throw that in the trash.
The trash.
We're gonna flush it down the toilet.
Pour it on the table.
But some good beers once again. They done good.
Get down here, get your swag.
They got swag. They have several
chairs.
Several styles. You can buy the chairs. They're angry. You can take the angry home with you. They have pizza here, which smells really good. You might want to check that out.
You have to order that. Oh, I'm gonna. I don't want anyone. Now serving pizza.
They make it here in the kitchen. It's delicious.
Their kitchen
5 stars. It's they have
outside. By
they have an authentic
Domino.
Italian person out in the back that makes the pizzas.
Fat guy with a mustache.
He's beautiful. His name is Mario. He goes on adventures. It's amazing.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful establishment.
But yeah, good stuff.
Free refills?
No, they don't. No, they don't do that.
That's where you draw the line.
That's too much.
Yeah, I mean, to get the pizza.
That would be awesome. But they do have pizza. Good job. Good job, Angry Chair. Angry Chair Pizza and Brewing.
I can't wait till someone comes and be like,
Don't come here for pizza. They don't have pizza.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, that's it. Oh, and a status update on the thing. They started the court.
The cops have just shown up. We're all under arrest. I don't know.
No.
Have you
but I'm pretty sure they just started or they're going to be starting soon. There's basically like a law that's being proposed or a statute or what, I don't know, I don't even know what it would be, but essentially it's saying that they want to pass this legislation that will say that breweries wouldn't be able to sell their own liquor in their own place or their own beer in their place.
They couldn't brew it and put it straight up.
They would have to go through a distributor to resell it. So they'd have to say, okay, well now it's going through this distributor and then it comes back to us.
Which would be Pepin, which is owned by Anheuser. And they'd have to sell it to them and then buy it back to serve it.
How do we stop this?
So there's like a Indiegogo. Am I wrong? Indiegogo?
Indiegogo, yeah.
An Indiegogo thing that's that's asking for donations to help the legal fees for fighting it. But I'm pretty sure they are going into it either now or very soon. Like,
it might have been March.
Yeah, the Indiegogo might be winding down or ended now. So if it's still up, check it out. There's a link on the thing.
Because I mean, if it does happen, it's going to shut down a lot of
places. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty big problem.
And again, Florida Avenue is all set because they're owned by Pepin anyways.
What?
Or they distribute it through them already. Which is why you can find their stuff in Publix.
Right.
Sellouts.
So they are sellouts.
Sellouts.
But places like this, they'd be pretty screwed over. They lose a lot of
places.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? So burn down in Florida Avenue.
We're not recommending you burn down Florida Avenue.
Take the flight to the gated community.
Basically, we want you to burn down as much as you can. It doesn't really matter what your target
and
is.
And by burn, you talking about...
We want you to smoke weed.
In the community.
In the community.
In the community. In the gated communities.
Yes.
Look for the whitest guy in there. You know he's running everything.
He's the one. Blow the smoke in his face.
Yeah, blow the... Yeah.
Yes.
A wall of smoke at the gate.
So I think that's going to do it. Yeah. I think we've gone.
You have your instructions.
Yes, you know
don't
you
do any
do.
Of it. This is anything you do is your own fault.
Yeah,
we hold
you
no
idiot.
Responsibility.
We didn't tell you to do any of that. So. All right. That's about it.
Yep.
Enjoy it. Beers.
Enjoy
taking
next
that
5 minutes trying to come up with an ending catchphrase. Hey, enjoy beers. Hey, this beer's on us.
this Bud's
next
for you.
Next round, Bud, like Air Bud, right? Like
this.
I've got tickets to see the new Air Bud. Air Bud in space.
They just like launch him in this. He's just out.
It's a documentary.
He doesn't have a. He doesn't. He has a basketball, but he doesn't have any like sort of like a
breathing
suit or anything.
Anyway,
he's just
a dead dog
floating
with the basketball tied to him.
Closely tethered to
him. Oh, Air Bud in space.
Well, Buzz Aldrin actually put a booth on the moon for him. He's gonna go and dunk it with his dead
dunk
body.
It. They've been waiting for years. They've calculated. The trajectory.
Yeah.
They'll shoot him off, and he'll. If everything goes according to plan, he will just go straight, nothing but net.
If there's no space
nothing
storms.
But net. As long as he doesn't run into the space station or anything,
Russians
it should be good. As long as he's not shot down by any.
yeah, you know. Russian militants.
Defense. But yeah, that's it. That's it. We're done. No more beer. Goodbye.
No more beer. It'll be a dinner. You've had enough.